whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Daniel Buskila of the Westwood Village Synagogue in Los Angeles, California, although today he is joining us from Eretz Yisrael, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Buskila slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, which are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. As we previously had on Rabbi Buskila earlier this summer, and we had the interview process segment with him then, we will go straight after the Achenu, and we'll conclude the call. So please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Buskila.
Hello, shalom everyone. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Okay. Wonderful, great. Shalom from Yerushalayim. It's a great, great pleasure to be with all of you. I was with you several months ago, and I was in Los Angeles. But this month, I'm coming to you from the most beautiful place in the world, most inspirational city in the world, the holiest city in the world for the Jewish people and for the whole world, but our capital, our spiritual capital, the capital of Medinat Yisrael, the city of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, the holy city. And it's a special time to be here, of course, as tonight, for me, being in Yerushalayim, is already Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the beginning of the month of Shvat. The beginning of the month of Shvat, which will come in the United States in just a few hours for all of you, sometime today, tonight, depending where you are. The month of Shvat is a time of renewal. It's a time when it's a transitional period from the winter into the spring. According to one opinion, according to Beit Shammai, today is actually what we ended up celebrating. In 2 weeks, the decision was that the new year for the trees, what we call Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah La'Ivanot, the new year for the trees, according to Beit Shammai, actually begins today, and according to Beit Hillel, begins in 2 weeks, on the 15th of Shvat, Tu Bishvat. This is a machloket, it's a dispute in the Mishnah and in the Talmud, and we'll leave that dispute aside. What we do know is that whether we follow Shammai, or ultimately we followed Hillel, both of them agree that this is a particularly unique period of time. It's a transition from the winter into the spring, and it represents an opportunity for celebration. Every Rosh Chodesh is a celebration. This one is particularly unique because most of the rain season is behind us, and we can already smell the spring. The spring is a time of new birth, of renewal, and of hope. And I think if in recent memory, if ever Tu Bishvat has meant something to us as people, as human beings, then certainly what we've journeyed through in such a difficult way, and what we continue to struggle with now in the world, the coronavirus, Tu Bishvat should represent for us a time of hope, a time for renewal, and a time for seeing the spring coming, the light at the end of the tunnel. Here in Israel, for example, despite the fact that we're in a lockdown, there is a tremendous aura of hope in the country because they're on a rapid vaccination plan. There is a healing process in place here in Israel. And it's our prayer that on Tu Bishvat, 2 weeks from now when we celebrate it, the world will start to celebrate an opportunity to heal. In America, around the world, we hope and pray for refuah shlema for everybody. And perhaps this new year that we're going to celebrate, the new year of seeing fruits of the trees and eating those fruits of the trees, maybe the fruits of all of our davening, of all of our prayers, will finally come to fruition, and we'll have the opportunity to celebrate a new period of time and to leave this period of darkness behind us. The city of Yerushalayim, where I sit, gives us a lot of hope. And built into the name Yerushalayim comes two words that are part of our lives. One of them is, this city is called Ir Shalem, the city of wholeness, of Shlemut, the city where we want to fulfill, we want to be fulfilled in this city. And Yerushalayim is also the city of peace, the city of Shalom. And we hope and pray that on this Rosh Chodesh Shvat, a time of the coming of spring, of the coming of renewal, the time of new birth, of fruits, of trees, of, according to the rabbis, of new Divrei Torah, of Torah Shebaal Peh, they compare the giving birth of fruits on the trees to the giving birth of Divrei Torah, giving new chidushim, of new novel ideas in Torah. We hope and pray that this is going to be a time of shalom, of peace, of hope. And we all look forward to the time when this new year of trees will bring for us shelter, will bring for us oxygen, fruit, air to breathe, when we can go out into the parks again and play and breathe the air and see the spring and celebrate, please God, soon, Purim in joy. When we think of the month of Shabbat, we're already looking to the next month of Adar, the month of Purim with joy and happiness, the month of Pesach, the beginning of our year of spring and the redemption, the Geulah. This is the beauty of Rosh Chodesh Shabbat, and particularly this year, when it seems like such a dark time all year long, we hope that this month of Shabbat brings for us the light at the end of the tunnel. From Yerushalayim, I give you this great blessing and hope for that time for renewal for all of us. So I wish everyone Chodesh Tov Uvorach, a good month, a blessed month, a month of hope, a month of renewal, a month of light, a month of Shlemut, of wholeness, and a month of Shalom, a month of peace for all of us, a time for peace and health for all of us. Amen. I'm now going to recite some of the most beautiful psalms from our tradition, three of the psalms. I'm going to begin with Psalm 23. I'm going to recite them slowly in Hebrew for all of us. First, Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Vesal, Inodesh Yaditeni, Amen Ruchot Yenahaleni, Nafshi Shovev, Yanchen Ilmagle Tedek, Laman Shemo, גם כי אלך בגט המוות לא ירע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, כמה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן, נגד תורי, נשענת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, Now we're going to recite Psalm 121. Shir l'malot, esay mai le'arim, me'ayin yabo ezri, ezri me'im adonai, oseh shamayim ba'aretz, aviten l'amot raglecha, al yanum shomrecha, הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך, על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מקורה, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור פתך ובואך, Finally, I'll recite for the Psalms, Psalm 130. Shir hamalot, mimanakim, keratich Adonai, Adonai, shima bekoli, A prayer for the cholim and cholot, Misha Berach, a prayer for health and healing. I'm going to recite the Misha Berach when I pause. Invited to insert the names, praying for all of those who are ill. Of course, there are many these days, so let's have all of them in mind. Mi shederach avoteinu atoshim atorim, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David Shlomo, Ve'et imoteinu, Sarah Rivka Rachel Ve'ria, Miriam Amudia Ve'agayim, Ve'Esther Bat Amei Chaim, Hu Yivarech Mirape, Et HaCholim Ve'et HaCholot. Yishlach lahem refuah shlema min ha-shamayim Yeramach lebohem v'shetagrihem Enna lefana lahem Ve'achlinem, ve'achlikem, ve'abihem, ve'achzirem Le'tanam ha-rishon V'chen yiratzon V'nomar Amen. Going to conclude with the tefillah, the beautiful hymn of hope, Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, the song of unity for the Jewish people. Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם, ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה, מרווחה ומאפן על יורה, שיבוד מגאונה השתה בגלה ובזמן קריב ואמרו אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rav Baskila, for joining us on the call today and for bringing us brachot from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim. It's good to be on the phone with you and to be learning together, all of us here, wherever we're listening around the world, but connected to Eretz Yisrael, in particular Yerushalayim, as they are with all Klal Yisrael of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot are with you and your community and all Eretz Yisrael. Should be blessed with continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova, for good, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Shvat at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yaakov Fish of Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.